Exercise 9, page 18.
Hi, David. I thought you were on holiday with your family in Spain.
Well, that was the plan, Lisa, but it didn't work out in the end. At least my parents are having a good time. I phoned them earlier today. They had just eaten breakfast by the pool, and they were getting ready to go on a sightseeing tour. I felt really jealous.
But I don't understand. Weren't you supposed to go with them?
Yes. We had booked the holiday at the travel agency for 3 people, and I had gone to the airport and checked in my suitcase. But then I got a big shock at passport control.
Don't tell me that your passport had expired.
Yes, exactly. I went to the information desk to see if there was anything I could do, but there wasn't. My parents offered to stay, but I told them to go without me.
That's awful.
But that's not all. By the time my parents had flown out, it was midnight, so all the public transport had stopped. There was no bus or train, and even though Dad had left the car in an airport car park, he had taken the key with him. So I had no choice but to pay £50 for a taxi home.
Oh no! And you're home alone now?
Yes, it's just me and the cat. But I don't mind. I enjoy cooking for myself, and I do my own laundry. I have to admit, though, that the house has become really messy in the last few days.
And are you going to get a new passport soon?
Yes, I have to because I'm going to my cousin's wedding in Italy next month. So I went to the passport office and applied this morning. The normal price is £85, but I paid £50 extra to receive the passport quicker, within 14 days.
So that adds up to £135. That's a lot of money.
I know, it's been a really expensive month for me.